702.
Food feature.
19 minutes after 1 o'clock, and we're talking our food feature, but we don't have a restaurant today. We're doing something a little bit different, a new specialist grocery store called Gather Grocery. And we're joined on the line by Gather's curator and owner of the granary, Twiller Canal. Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. And you?
Good, thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
So now tell me all about how this came about.
It's kind of been a progression of lifelong events, should I say, that just culminated in a really good idea. I am in the food industry. I own a small local business supplying grains and grain products to restaurants, and we recently launched a retail range as well. And we really struggled to kind of get into the retail market, you know, into major retailers, and there aren't enough small independent stores in the country for us to, you know, properly make an impact. So I, with SoCo, we kind of collaborated and created a really cool, that's our platform, the Cruises Goes in Joburg, concept that highlights local food brands and their products.
And I think this is so fantastic, because when we do go out to grocery stores, many of us are not conscious of whether something is local or not. We just buy based on what we need, though there are many who actually do want to support local brands.
100%. So that's what we created, an all local, all the time grocery store. And yesterday I did a recon, and about 89% of the brands that are in the store are actually Joburg locals, which is incredible. We've currently got 32 brands on board. And just to think that you can get everything from chili sauce to organic fruit and veg and grains from me, granola, that sort of thing. You can have a fully local grocery shopping experience without walking into a major retailer. And I don't believe that that's highlighted enough, that we've got every kind of imaginable product from a local origin.
And this is so awesome, but the question really is, how were you able to do it? Because there are so many non-local brands that are just so easily accessible. Now you had to, you know, kind of go out of your way to be sourcing local brands, or is that just a perception?
I think that's a perception. Once we put our feelers out there, they just came in a flood. You know, they are, especially after COVID, a lot of people spend time at home developing products, or, you know, there was like the banana bread bake on Instagram,
yes,
and the sourdough starter. And everybody, not everyone, but many people, I think, cultivated this love for food and sourcing local. So once we started planning for Gather with the SoCo team, we were able to, you know, you find things that you're looking for. So we were looking for a local chili supplier or a local garlic farmer, and they're there and they exist. And it was just about giving them a platform in which to sell their products.
And you then came about and created a solution for them.
Yes, 100%. There's a gap in the market. I feel, as a small food brand owner, that with major retailers, your product is very seldom merchandised correctly. It's often just merchandised in the bottom rung of the shelf and not at eye level. You are not seen as the hot commodity that I believe you are. And this is the solution to that. We've merchandised all the products sort of at eye level. They are a little bit lower down, but many of them sit in prime real estate on the shelves. And they all get the plan is, we have only been open for 3 weeks, but the plan is to give all the brands that make up Gather an opportunity to really shine.
Now, would you say South Africans are yet at a place where they are comfortable buying brands that they don't immediately recognize?
Not yet. And that's one of the things that we aim to change. For example, we hosted a Meet the Makers event last week, Saturday, and it's an opportunity for just the general community to come in, taste the products, meet the makers, and really feel secure in their purchase, you know, because you often walk into a store, you see something interesting on a shelf, but you've never tasted it, you haven't really heard of the brand, so you're more likely to purchase an equivalent from a more well-known brand.
Mm.
And this kind of solves that problem, giving them an opportunity to taste, to meet, to interact with, and that really proved well at our first Meet the Makers event. So we plan to host more of them and just really drive home the fact that South Africans can engage in a fully local grocery shop.
Can we talk about the pricing? Because, you know, other brands may be producing at a much higher level, so they can afford to make the prices lower. And then you also have our bigger supermarkets that have their no-name brands within their stores. Where would you say these local brands that you are housing sort of sit in terms of pricing?
I would say that it's pretty competitive. For an example, we have a chili sauce, Ridwan's chili sauce product in our store, and a small 125-gram bottle retails for R35 here. The equivalent product from a much larger international supplier, should I say, it's the same in a major retailer, also retailing for about the R30 to R40 mark. So I think because we're sourcing directly from the supplier, we're not engaging with distributors or middlemen of any sort. We're able to decrease the amount of steps that it takes to get to the store, firstly, and secondly, the majority of the products are sourced from Zobo businesses and farms, and that the short distance they have to travel to deliver their products to gather mitigates the delivery costs that would often be associated with getting your product to a major retailer. Also, the model that we've adopted is it's not a business on its own. It's a container within SoCo and Rosebank, and it's kind of a consignment and shelf rental hybridized model. So our markup is not exceptionally high, or our commission is not high, and it sits much lower than what your major retailer would mark the product up. And all of those factors mitigate the quite a low price point. I know for a fact that our celery competes with the celery in many of the major retailers. The chili sauce I've mentioned. We also have a really cool zero waste section, which was curated by a local store called Live Loved, and that also helps mitigate high costs with regards to packaging. And you can buy in bulk, so that also brings price down. I've personally done my household grocery shop in here for about 10% less than what it would have cost me if I'd gone to a major retailer around the corner from my home.
Are there any items you're still hoping to get in store that maybe you can use this opportunity if there are local producers, preferably Gauteng based, that could house in your store?
Oh, so many. I definitely think that we need more sweet spring sweets, and we could definitely do with that. We also need more baked goods like burger buns or bagels, that sort of thing. We have an incredible sourdough baker on board, so we're sorted in that department. And, olive oil, locally sourced olive oil would be incredible to have in the store, and we are approaching certain brands for that. Definitely coffee and tea, but because Gather is located within SoCo, our floor space is not... it's not limited. So as and when we feel the need to expand Gather, we can. The shelving is all modular. All the store fittings are modular and fit into one another. So it's really, really flexible, which is what SoCo has aim to do is to create flexible retail options and gather as more exceptions to that. So as and when we can, you know, expand and get more brands on board, we can expand the actual physical store space that we occupy.
So message out to 702 Landers. They're looking for as many food brands as possible. Any local producers of grocery store product offerings, you can email eat@gathergrocer.co.za, eat@gathergrocer.co.za. And I think this is a fantastic opportunity, particularly for small business owners that are looking to get their names out there. I do hope they get in touch with you. Twila, congratulations for the work that you've done so far. I see your brand growing and I love the concept, and I hope you're able to extend it to other regions as well.
Oh, thanks so much. Please come visit. It's really, it's a grocery store with a personality. It's really, really cool.
Okay, I will commit to come through and I'll give feedback to the listeners. That is Twila Canal, Gather's curator and owner of The Granary.